Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come on, I like that song.
What?
Joe, if you still have it playing, turn it up. Yeah, turn it up. You don't like this one? We had this conversation before.
Oh, and my answer hasn't changed.
You got to get to the chorus of it, though. Now, it's a little sad, I admit. Maybe not the best timing for it, but...
I mean, is this
turn
an
it
80s
up a
little or... Bit. Yeah, you got it. I know the words. That's a tough note to hit right there.
Thank you.
I know the words.
I like that
it's
song.
It's not horrible. There's some like George Michael, some of the songs we've come back with in the past. There's a couple of songs I don't like more than this one. But, I mean, I need inspiring music, not sad music.
I know. I picture that song. You and I hang out at the bar at Rails, and that song's playing in the background.
<You're> like, with the last to leave? I got a serious question for you.
Yeah.
Are you? Please tell me. I think the answer is yes. Are you working SNY tomorrow night? Say no.
Late night, no. I'll be there for baseball night.
But you have to work after our show, is what I'm saying. By the way, if you're just tuning in, tomorrow will be our final show.
Go out right after the show,
I want to have a couple of pops before the show.
Oh, no, come on. Well, I could bring in some Surfside if you like.
It's kind of what I was thinking.
Remember the day we did have where Surfside came in?
Yes,
dude.
Yes,
and
it was weird.
It was 10:30 in the morning. I didn't eat anything. I'm an empty stomach. I'm like, hey, what the hell? We'll have a Surfside. They came in. We won the bet. They brought the cases
with
here.
The Sixers Knicks.
And I remember drinking at least half of one, and I started to feel a little...
It went right into the bloodstream.
Yeah.
I know. That was weird. I mean, sometimes that will happen if you don't have anything in your stomach. I didn't have much either.
So it's like...
I got to put this down. Not tomorrow. I don't care. I'm not putting it down.
You know, those Surfsides, they go down easy, BT.
Yes,
it was
do.
Love at first sip. No, we could do something. Like, I just can't. I have to go to SNY. Now's not the time to be taking off shifts. I mean,
more like a symbolic celebratory toast, something like that. We're not, obviously, I'm driving home, and of course, we're responsible.
BT and Sal, all the fan, 888-808-1019. Plenty of drinks coming soon at A-Rod's party, which, by the way, there is a little note that I want to get to remind me at some point coming up off of yesterday's conversation.
About
the
attire?
Yes.
Sal's Velcro corduroy suit.
Corduroy, yes.
Welcome to this. For a guy who hates the 70s, boy, you're stepping into the 70s,
we'll
aren't
do that.
You?
We'll do that coming up in a little bit. Joel is calling from West Palm, Florida. What's up, Joel?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, Joel.
I'm going to miss this show.
We are, too.
Same here, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks, dude.
The last time I talked to BT was when we were with BT and Tiki. And we went round and round about Anthony Volpe.
Okay.
Okay.
Where are we now with Volpe? Good.
I told you he was garbage back then. So anyway.
Joel, come with receipts.
I had to. It's been a long time.
Oh, good.
Anyway.
I'm not giving up on it, but it's not favorable.
I'm excited about what the Mets are doing.
Why?
Because it's a new start.
Okay. It's the answer I wanted.
I think Pete was great. I liked having Pete batting in that number four hole, but we won nothing with Pete in the number four hole. Time. These guys wore their welcome. In my mind, anyway.
Yep. Yeah.
And you're okay with it. I'm good. I've been a Mets fan. I'm 60 years old.
I got you.
I've seen them win once. And they're going to do it again with this new management team. I'm fine with it. Let Stearns do what he has to do to put a team in his vision. And it's 3 weeks into this off season.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, Joel, and thank you for the call. Joel. We appreciate the kind words. Yeah, I mean, Stearns has got to do what he's got to do here. You have to be, unfortunately, you have to be patient as a fan and let him try to build the team in a disciplined manner. Cohen needs to be disciplined. Letting Stearns have the wiggle room and runway to build the thing the way that he wants, it takes discipline. Stearns has to have the discipline to say, I know I'm going to be vilified by the fan base by letting these guys go, but I know what I believe in to build a sustained, successful team. I've done it before. And the fans have to be, I mean, we're always irrational, so we don't have to be anything. But the fans, in reality, should show a little discipline as well and just trust their guys. I understand why you wouldn't do that because they haven't done it here yet and the Mets haven't built a sustained winner ever. But if you just show a little discipline here and trust this team and just see what could happen on the other side of it, then maybe you'll be rewarded at the end of the rainbow.
Doesn't change until it changes. And there's certain teams that get the benefit of the doubt in this city, and there's very, very, very few. Pretty much one, maybe two, that get the benefit of the doubt more times than not, because based on history. And, you know, the Mets don't fall into that latter category. So there's a lot of leaps of faith here. There's a lot of emotions. And just as a quick aside, because I saw.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you get Nancy, because I know you by now so well. So I think Joel has settled into that life down in Florida. If somebody said, I will pay you multiple millions to speak that slowly for that long, I believe I'm physically incapable of it. I don't believe I could do it.
You were right. I was getting antsy there.
So was I. But I wanted to give a chance. On the Free Odyssey app. If somebody challenged me monetarily, I don't think I could do it. I can't speak that long that slowly.
Outside of New York, there is just a slower pace.
But I think he's from here. Yeah, I remember him from back in the day.
Well, maybe he just got used to the Florida
stuff. There you go.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Chris is calling from Deer Park. What's up, Chris?
BT, brother from another mother.
What up, Chris?
What's going on? Sal used to wake me up on my 4:30 a.m. drive to work every morning.
Ah, those were the days. Miss those days.
That must have been pleasant.
I just want to say I'm a first-time caller and day one listener, and wow, after tens of thousands of guys out there that drive a truck every day like me, you guys will truly be missed.
Thank you.
Thank you, man, Chris. Yeah. That's awesome.
I got a little theory for you that I wanted you to have. I wanted this show to have because I've had it since last year. Sal, you started the show by asking why, right? Can you tell us that the Mets weren't really aggressive to sign Pete Alonso before FanFest last year?
I think the Mets thought he was gone last year. And what happened was Pete didn't have a good offer. This has been reported about. This is not my opinion. This is facts. Pete was thought to be gone. The Mets moved on. They went and spent money on Winker. I forget who else they signed, but they moved on. And then Pete came back to them because he didn't have an offer that he thought was worth leaving. And that's how they came to a deal. This year, he clearly had an offer that he thought was worth leaving, so he left.
All right. Well, here's my theory. I think during the 15-year contract negotiation with Soto, he expressed interest in being the all-time greatest Met. And I think we could all say in 9 to 12 years of a prime Juan Soto, he walks away as the greatest Met of all time. He can do that if Pete Alonso remains a Met.
Oh, man. Is it really that deep? It's an interesting... No. I know, so I'm just kind of presenting
even it. Even if Pete stayed here, he wasn't stopping Soto from being the greatest Met of all time.
Well, that to me is a different conversation. Like if Pete, and we did this with the before he was with the Orioles, I think that was on Monday we had the conversation, or maybe I don't even, every day this point's blurred together, to be totally honest with everybody. I really believe that he's getting to 500, and I really believe that he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Independent of how I view and critique him and all that stuff aside, you had 500 bombs, you have 1,400 ribbies, and I've already done the math and prorating and you know, just kind of pushing forward like his first 7 years and a conservative estimate of the next six or seven, or at least five with Baltimore, he's going to get there. And if he does, then the mantle, if he was still here, then it's Alonso right. Is the best player,
well, we could have that disagreement. I believe that Soto, no matter what Pete would do, the 500 homers or not, Soto will go down as the all-time greatest Met. Fan favorite, homegrown, obviously he can't be that yet. Fan favorite he will be, but homegrown he'll never be. So we could have that conversation where the conversation we can't have is, the Mets didn't bring Pete back because they didn't believe in investing in him for 5 years, $155 million. It had nothing to do with Juan Soto clearing the way so Soto could be the greatest Met of all time. That's complete nonsense. There's no way that factored in to any of the Mets thinking.
I've got some thoughts. I think it's probably better coming from you. And Hoff, if you want to jump in with this as well, you can. I mean, where does Pete rank on all the players that we've seen? So we'll start from 1980. I mean, in terms of fan favorites, I mean, where is he? I mean, I remember in the late 70s, so I'll go a little bit before that, it was certainly Mazzilli, and of course, Seaver before that. I mean, I can walk you guys through this a little bit, but you guys are the Met fans. I mean, just in terms of that reverence, that connection, obviously David Wright, Piazza. I mean, he's clearly, I would think, top three, but is he number one?
I mean, David Wright still, to me, probably number one, I would think. I don't know if anybody embodied being a Met better than David Wright. And before he got hurt, his consistency and peak level performance.
Couple of good teams as well.
Yes, I'm saying postseason success as well with the team, even with disappointment. I in my lifetime, as much as I loved Piazza, I think the most beloved Met has to be David Wright. Hoff, your thoughts on that?
I know Met fans love Alonso. I'm 100% agreement. After that, I think it'd be Tom Seaver.
Okay, I think position players. I mentioned Seaver, so both of you guys saying David Wright. You know, the other thing, and I would agree with that. I just needed you guys to say it as the resident Met fans. But I also think that there, and this kind of applies to Mattingly. I think when you are, you know, as good as certainly Donnie was, and David Wright a tick below that, but obviously really good, and your career is derailed because of something you can't control, not substance abuse like Doc and Darrow, and I know that hurt the Met fans as well, but because your body gives out, I think that we carry that emotional baton for you as strong as, provided you were at one point a great player, probably with as much pride as anything that we do as a sport fan in the city. So I would agree. For me, looking on the outside, looking at it would be right, but I wanted you guys to give us the answer as well.
More of your calls when we come back, 888-808-109, BT and Sal on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.